Now tonight, we break or begin to break fresh ground. Tonight, we're concerned with altruism and individualism in the spiritual life. You may recollect that last week we saw that the relative bodhicitta has two aspects. We saw that there is a vow aspect and an establishment aspect. The first, the vow aspect, refers, of course, to the bodhisattva's vow itself. And it is with this that we were concerned last week. The second aspect refers to the practice of the six paramitas, or transcendental virtues. That is to say, to giving or generosity, to uprightness, to patience, to vigor, to meditation, and to wisdom. And we shall be dealing with these six paramitas, these six transcendental virtues, these six perfections, as they're also sometimes called, in the course of the next 3 weeks. And tonight we're dealing with the first two. We're dealing with dana, or giving, and with sila, or uprightness. And we're dealing with these two as expressions, respectively, of altruism, dana being the expression of altruism, and of individualism, sila being the expression of individualism. Dealing with them, in other words, as the other-regarding and self-regarding aspects of the spiritual life. First, however, let us just go back a little and make, to begin with, a few general observations. Let's go back to the first lecture on the origin and development of the bodhisattva ideal. Those who were present will remember that the bodhisattva ideal originated historically in an attempt to do justice to two major aspects of Buddhism. First of all, the wisdom aspect, as expressed in the Buddha's verbal teaching about the Four Truths, Noble Eightfold Path, 12 Nidanas, and so on, and the compassion aspect, as expressed not in the verbal teaching so much, but more abundantly at least, in the life and activity, the actual works and deeds of the Buddha. And the bodhisattva ideal we saw in that lecture represents a union of opposites, to begin with, a union of wisdom and compassion. And this, that the bodhisattva ideal represents a union of opposites, is true of the beginning of the bodhisattva's career. It's true of the end of the bodhisattva's career, where wisdom and compassion are united in their highest power, in enlightenment itself. And it's true of all the stages in between. So much is this the case. So much, in fact, is the bodhisattva a union of opposites. So much is his life, his very spirit, a union of opposites, that we can perhaps describe the bodhisattva himself as a sort of living contradiction. And this is one of the reasons why the bodhisattva and the bodhisattva ideal are so very difficult to understand. Generally speaking, we may say that the bodhisattva, or the bodhisattva ideal, synthesizes the heights and the depths of existence, the sublimest heights, the profoundest depths, synthesizes the mundane and the transcendental, synthesizes samsara and nirvana, synthesizes, as we've just seen, wisdom and compassion. But more specifically, the bodhisattva ideal, or the bodhisattva himself, synthesizes altruism and individualism, synthesizes the masculine and the feminine approaches to the spiritual life, and so on. And tonight it is with the first of these that we are more especially concerned. In other words, with altruism and with individualism, especially as embodied, respectively, in dana, or giving, and sila, or uprightness.